This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Bob Lennox. Growing small business and optimism over economic development in Northeast Louisiana were two major points of U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu's comments to the Monroe Chamber of Commerce Monday afternoon. The slowly rebounding economy in South Louisiana since the hurricanes of 2005 is now suppressed by the oil spill. Landrieu emphasizes that the state has survived and is looking for jobs and business opportunities connected to the recovery. As chair of the Senate Small Business Committee, she has sponsored a pending measure to stimulate investment in small businesses.
This bill is called the Small Business Jobs Creation Bill of 2010. It's on the floor of the Senate now. It will be the first bill that the Senate votes on when we get back.
The legislation calls for a $12 billion tax cut for small business with additional provisions to encourage investment. One incentive is zero capital gains if an investment is held for 5 years. It would expand lending to stable local banks and eliminates associated lending fees incurred by banks and borrowers to the government. The measure also includes strengthening small business core programs. Landrieu cites these areas as being essential to sustain small businesses in the current economic climate.
This bill is aimed directly at helping them. Access to capital, reducing taxes on them, reducing regulation, and supporting them in terms of opportunities for exporting their products.
A key item of the Jobs Act involves the creation of a $30 billion lending fund between the Department of the Treasury and what Landrieu refers to as healthy community banks.
We know there are thousands of businesses out there that can expand, that want to go into a new line, want to hire people, but they need the capital. And we're really counting on our healthy community banks to step in and do their part.
The components of the Job Act paired with areas positioned for economic growth could benefit those local economies. Monroe Chamber of Commerce President Sue Nicholson says the city has pieces in place to welcome that opportunity.
The new airport is going to be an incredible gateway to our community. You know, if that's the first impression, we want it to be a good first impression. We have the new Ouachita Parish Port. Certainly one of the greatest beneficiaries will be V-Vehicle when that comes in, that is here largely because of that port.
Senator Landrieu remains hopeful for the V-Vehicle project to be established in Monroe. She describes the latest calls and updates on the reapplication process as very positive.
We have every expectation that it will go forward. And we've still got just a few more hoops to go through, but we believe that Northeast Louisiana will be home to a great new car company.
Companies with new energy production and conservation measures are being looked at by the administration for development in the future. The design of the V-Vehicle increases fuel efficiency by a third more than a typical combustion engine. Landrieu sees where such conservation can aid in less dependency on foreign oil. She says the drilling moratorium is hurting the U.S. by increasing demand for imports and echoed her support of resuming operations.
We've got to get the Gulf of Mexico back to work, lift this moratorium, and get a focus on domestic oil and gas production.
Landrieu hopes the White House will consider lifting the ban prior to the scheduled timeline of November 30th. She will be joining President Obama later this month during ceremonies commemorating the 5-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.